Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big news, of course, I mean, NFL season is upon us. Training camps have opened, and actually they can now start hitting one another. You know, so that's exciting. And the big story, of course, is the Dallas Cowboys. Their lead guy, their arguably their best player, certainly their best offensive player, Ezekiel Elliott. As his teammates are grinding and getting ready for the season, he's headed to Cabo.
Nice. He's got nice sand, clean water, and good drinks.
Get out there, and that's what he's going to be doing. He's holding out because he wants a new contract. Now, he's got 2 years left on his deal. Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott, of course, are playing in their last year. And Dak definitely wants to get his contract done, but he's there. It looks like he'll play whether he gets it done or not. Amari Cooper is not even thinking about an extension. He's making $13 million plus this year. He's fine playing that out. So, look, Rob, I get what Ezekiel Elliott's doing, and I always want the players to get paid, especially in football where I think they have the worst union and hence the worst collective bargaining agreement.
They do.
Among the three major sports.
No ifs, ands, or buts. It's
right.
So bad, and this is why, especially, and it is different, Chris, depending on what position you play in that league, whether or not, and the running back position, as you know, the team gets to have control over you during your best years, your most productive.
Yeah,
and then
it's terrible.
When you're starting to decline, as most guys do, then you become available, and then they say, well, you're not averaging 5 yards a carry anymore. We can't pay you that.
Right.
Even though you kick butt for the first 4 or 5 years. So that I'm telling you, you know me, I'm behind these guys.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I'm with Zeke. And look, and I do understand what the analytics guys, I don't agree with the analytics guys a lot, but I do agree with them on the devaluing of the running back position. Like, we're going to get to this later. Melvin Gordon, I'm sorry. You better come back for what we're offering, or we'll be fine with Austin Eckler, and we'll be fine without you.
Melvin Gordon,
that's
hold out, my brother.
But,
hold out.
I don't have a problem with him getting paid, he's not irreplaceable.
That's all right, but you got to stand up for yourself sometimes.
He can stand up for himself, but he may end up hurting himself.
That's fine.
He doesn't, and that's where I'm differentiating him from Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott is the one running back, I believe. I mean, Le'Veon Bell is great, but James Conner filled in admirably.
They didn't make the playoffs without them.
Yeah, because they had some injuries and stuff.
But
it wasn't because James Conner
didn't make the playoffs. Whatever you want to say, Chris.
No,
they didn't make the playoffs.
Who have they won? How many championships did they win with Le'Veon Bell?
I'm asking you.
How many championships did they win with Le'Veon Bell?
Well, but would they have made the playoffs with Le'Veon Bell if he played every day?
Yes,
they would have.
Numbers. I'm not gonna say James Conner is as good as Le'Veon Bell.
All right,
numbers were better. He produced.
He's not Le'Veon Bell. He's not.
But I can find again. Ezekiel Elliott is unique. I can't find another Ezekiel Elliott. He is the best runner of the football in the NFL, and he's good in the other areas, blocking, catching as well. So he's the one guy I want. I'm like, he's worth the money. However, I got to look at it from both sides. I get what Zeke is doing. I hope it works, and I hope he gets paid. But if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm looking at my cap, and I have to pay Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott, and I got other players coming up as well, I'm looking at this, and I might have to take the same tack that I took with Emmitt Smith. What was it, 93?
Yeah, well, what happened was they went 0-2, and they go 0-2 or 0-3 to start the season.
Well,
and here's my issue, Chris.
I would let it go, because look, they got a new offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, Everybody's talking about he's going to let Dak throw the deep ball. He's opening up the offense. There's more motion before the snap. All this, it's just going to be a whole new exotic Cowboys offense under Kellen Moore. I would like to see, if I'm the Cowboys and I got money issues, I want to see what we look in the first two games without Zeke. They're not tough. They got the Giants and they got the Redskins. I know they're division games, they're rivalries, but those are two games that you might be able to win without. You got Miami in week three. So the first 3 weeks aren't treacherous.
And if you lose any of those against those teams that you think you should beat, then it's a panic. That's why you can't. To me, it's the other way around, Chris.
You rebound from 0-2.
It's the other way around. You want to make sure you beat those teams, and you don't even give those teams a shot at beating you because you're not at full strength. And here's the other part where me and you part ways. If I'm the Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, dude, the clock is ticking. You have not won. You haven't been to an NFC title game since 1995. You got a good team in place, and you're playing what? You're playing with the best running back in the league? You're going to set yourself up to have this thing blow up in your face at your age with you trying to win? I know he's already in the Hall of Fame, but they haven't won jack since Jimmy Johnson left. All I'm telling you is if you're the Cowboys, don't mess with what you have. You got a young quarterback, you got a young a running back, and you got a star receiver that you made with a good trade. You are in position to make that run. Stop with the nickel and dime. Pay the
are
people
they nickel
who produce
and diming?
It. Well, they don't want to pay them.
I mean, no, well, look, if they can use bonuses, incentives, and all this other stuff to pay all three of those guys. I'm talking about Amari Cooper, Dak Prescott, and Ezekiel Elliott.
I don't want no bonuses.
I'm with you. Do it.
I want my money.
I'm with you.
I don't care. Cut other guys.
Can they do that? There's a salary cap, right?
That's fraudulent. That's a made-up number.
Is it? That's what I'm saying. If they can get under it, I don't want them to nickel and dime them just because they want to be cheap. But if that cap is real, and Dak Prescott is like, I'm not giving up a dime, then I don't know if I can pay all the guys. I mean, seriously, giving me a deal.
Well, then they got to make a choice then. They got to pick two of the three. Somebody got to go then if you can't pay. That's what happens.
Well, that's where the
Patriots, ask all these other teams. They have to give up some of these good players because they can't pay them all. That's football.
That's where, and I know the running, look, again, Ezekiel Elliott, best running back in the league. But I might be willing to say, let me just see. We got the best offensive line in football. Let me see what happens the first few weeks of the season. You can rebound for 0-2. You acting like that would throw away the season. What happened when they went 0-2 without Emmitt Smith?
No, they won the Super Bowl
right.
that year. But
right.
They came running back to Emmitt when they were 0-2.
Right, and I would go running back to Zeke if I had to.
From their
perspective, it's not like there's no cap and they can just throw money around all they want.
But the only difference is with that team was that they had already won, okay? And this team hadn't been to the NFC title game since 95. So I get what you're saying, which is a wait and see. But what if you disrupt this team by doing this, or Ezekiel Elliott comes back and isn't the guy, you know what I mean, because he wasn't getting the reps, and he's rusty, and it takes him another 2 weeks before he's back in the game shape, and now you're 1-3. That's all I'm saying. Why would you wreck a season? The Giants already lost three wide receivers. They got an old quarterback. The Eagles are coming back.
Should they not be able to beat the Giants without Ezekiel Elliott?
I don't know. I'm saying
they should be able to, right.
That's what I'm saying.
And then I might only go one game. If we beat the Giants but our running game is horrible and it's a close game or whatever, then I might just say, you know what, let's get Zeke back now. If I win both games and we can't run the football, knowing that these two teams, Washington and New York, aren't very good, then I might say, you know what, we got to get Zeke back. We got a real chance to win this thing.
And if you go 0-2, Zeke says the price just went up. I need more. You need me, right? You coming back to get me?
Yeah, that's the risk.
All right?
That's the risk you have to take.
That's another risk where he says, oh, the contract we talked about before the season, oh, no, I don't want that. I want more. I want $10 million more total.
Because here's the thing, right? And I'm with you in philosophy, in theory. You know, philosophically, I want the players to get paid. I think the running backs are getting screwed. I hope they get a new deal in the next bargaining agreement. where they're not locked up for the first 5 years of their career. But look at Todd Gurley. The Rams really messed this thing up. They didn't have to pay Gurley that contract when they did. Now they're talking about he might not practice. You know, he won't play any of the preseason games, which isn't that big, but he's not going to practice a lot. Like, they're treating him like he's damaged goods.
But the only problem I have with the Gurley is that's easy to do after the fact. When he rushed over.
But they were early on the contract. I'm saying, I know, he was so early in his deal. What was it, after his third year?
But I'm
saying, they didn't have to do it.
When he ran over the Cowboys in that playoff game, ain't nobody was talking about that they didn't want to pay Todd Gurley, is what I'm saying in that.
Nah, but they just didn't have to. That's my thought. Like, and I give the running backs credit. They looking at that. They're looking at Le'Veon Bell. You know, Bell didn't get as much as he thought he would, but he did get his guaranteed money.
And he got his guaranteed money, and he's fresh for another. You know what I mean? Without his body being
right,
broken up after last year by not playing.
Right. So, all right. Your turn to weigh in, as always.
You came in feisty, huh? You know, hey, after a week off.
I'm full of energy, man.
I see.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I read something that just blew me away. But the more I read, the more I thought about it, it actually made some sense. Bucky Brooks, our good friend of the show.
He's
one
of
our FS1 NFL analysts. He wrote a column on NFL.com. Remember, he's a former player and front office person.
Doesn't mean that you can't be wrong.
I'm just saying. He said that Aaron Rodgers is overrated. In fact, he said he's so overrated that he is not even in Bucky's top five quarterbacks in the NFL. He had Patrick Mahomes. He had Philip Rivers, number two, Drew Brees, number three, Tom Brady, your nemesis, number four, and Russell Wilson, number five. Now, I'm going to let you respond before I weigh in with the knowledge, but go ahead.
What you talking about? Like, I don't have knowledge? What you trying to say?
Hey, I'm just saying.
I think you got too much sunshine down in Virginia Beach. You all right?
You love Aaron Rodgers. I'd be shocked if anything critical came out of your mouth about Aaron Rodgers.
All I'm going to say is, he's not perfect, but Bucky Brooks could not be more wrong, and this is one of those times. And Bucky Brooks, yes, he played football, he did all that. You could put out your list and come up with whatever you want. You could say that he's been down and he hasn't played well and he's been injured, and I'll give you all of that stuff. But to say a guy who has several career passing records in the history of the league, who has the lowest single season and career interception rate, who also has the best quarterback rating in the history of the National Football League, not the last 10 years, anybody who's ever played quarterback, he has the highest quarterback rating of anybody. To tell me that guy's overrated is the most ridiculous thing that Bucky Brooks could have ever put out. It doesn't make any sense. The guy won two MVPs, not one. He didn't fluke into one. He has seven Pro Bowls, first time All-Pro team twice. I can go on and on. Here are his records, Chris. 103.1 passer rating, Kerbess. 122.5 passer rating in a season. That's a record, 2011. 4.23 touchdowns to every interception. That's a career record. 1.5, the lowest interception percentage. Career, 0.3, lowest interception percentage in a season. That was 2018. 402 consecutive passes without an interception. Those are all of his records. He has eight NFL records. How could he be overrated? If you want to say that he's slipping and he's not as good as he once was, but to say a guy was overrated when I just read you eight records and the all-time leading quarterback rating in the history of the National Football League, Bucky Brooks, you're crazy. You're Meshuggah. You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to football. And what I'm talking about is the quarterback.
Right, okay.
No, you don't. Because none of that makes sense to say he's overrated. Stop
enough.
It.
I'm with you in that Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how in the world you leave him out of your top five quarterbacks in the league. He's better than Russell Wilson, period. That's not even debatable. All right. Now, other ones, if you want to debate, but he's definitely a top five quarterback. But here's where I think Bucky makes a good point. We talk about Aaron Rodgers in these historic ways. He's become this mythical figure. Time and time again, you hear people say, the best I've ever seen throw the football. The best I've ever seen play the position. Nobody calls him the GOAT because we factor in Super Bowls with that and we say it's Tom Brady or Joe Montana. But people talk about him religiously as the best they've ever seen do it. And Bucky makes a good point, Rob, that here's the fact. Since midway through the 2015 season, Aaron Rodgers is a 500 quarterback.
But, Chris, that is
24, 24, and 1.
But that's
his completion. Hold on, let me finish. I'll let you throw out all your numbers. Most of them were from years ago. And
I just gave you from 2018.
Rate,
did I hear you?
His interception rate is because he throws the ball away so much.
No, that's not
because he throws it out of bounds so much.
So you should throw it in the coverage when somebody's double covered. Is that what you should do?
I'm just saying other quarterbacks. No, that's like Franco
smart.
Harris used to run out
it's
of bounds
smart.
All the time.
And Franco Harris still has his marbles and he can walk. Don't tell me Franco Harris was dumb.
Here's the thing. He is a 62.7% completion rate. Since that midway through the 2015 season, and a 96.4 passer rating. You talked about his all-time career-high passer rating. Three of the last 4 years, he's been under 98% as far as a passer rating, or under 98. So he is slipping. Like, I'm not ready to go as far as Bucky, but he needs to have a big-time year. You and I both, I believe you were with me, but I certainly picked him to be the MVP last season.
Right before
and he
got
didn't
hurt.
Get it done. And I think there are some similarities to a LeBron James, although obviously LeBron's won more. But Aaron, like I've always talked about how LeBron becomes the system for his team, which can hurt them sometimes.
Yeah, but I think
Aaron Rodgers scrambles and ad-libs and doesn't want to make the easy little throw. And he needs to let, like now, you got Matt LaFleur, who's got a system that'll be easier for you. But we've seen little hints that maybe Rodgers is pushing back. He wants to continue to ad-lib. He wants to do it his way. He wants to make the hard pass rather than the easy pass to the running back. And I'm just saying those things, when you talk about Rodgers in historic terms, the best we've ever seen, maybe that is a little bit overrated. Why hasn't he won more if he's the best we've ever seen?
Because you can't, as a quarterback, there's other things that are involved in it, like defense. And you know this, Chris. And this is what Bucky Brooks knows. That defense has given up 40 or more points in 3 years in the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers could put up 40 points and lose because the defense has been that bad. And I'm not making an excuse, but you can't just ignore it. And the years that he's been there, In Green Bay, they've won the division that they're in like 8 times.
I mean, that's not what it's all about. You
no,
know,
but
you'll
I'm,
be the first to
no,
say
but
it
I'm
doesn't
not,
matter. It's
no,
about Super
no,
Bowls.
No, Chris, you got to be fair from the standpoint to say that the reason that they've lost is because Aaron Rodgers improvises? Is that
I'm
what
not,
you're saying?
No, I'm just
that
saying
can't
that,
be it.
I'm
that
saying
can't
no,
be
I'm
it.
Not. I agree with you on the defense. But I'm saying the fact is we talk about this guy as essentially the GOAT. You don't put that title on him because he hasn't won more Super Bowls, but we essentially say he's the greatest we've ever seen to do it. And so we're nitpicking. And I'm saying I think sometimes he needs to let the offense work for him rather than always trying to make the hardest play.
I just think Bucky Brooks, a very nice job to get your name out there and get people talking. And I respect his football
Rob,
knowledge.
The last 2 years.
I respect his football knowledge, but overrated is not the right
as
word.
The last 2 years as a starter. What, it's not like we just say Aaron Rodgers
they just
is the best quarterback today.
They just
we
had
say he's the best we've ever seen.
They just had a poll of all the executives. Did you read it in the Athletic. You're on vacation, and he was ranked number one. This was just the
50. That's what prompted Bucky. I know.
Article. So you mean to tell me that people who are in the league, they don't think they're misguided from what they're seeing?
The last two years, he's 10-12-1 as a starter.
It's not just about the record,
it's
Chris.
But it's somewhat about the record.
That's the only thing you have.
No, I got and his pass rating. I told Tom Brady, as much as you hate on Tom Brady, statistically at 41 years old, had a better season last year than Aaron Rodgers.
You just said, oh, you name records. They're all old. He just set the record in 2018.
Yeah, for lowest interceptions. I told you, he's throwing the ball out of bounds rather than throwing it in the coverage.
Oh, yo, he should throw it in the coverage? Is that
as
what he should do?
As great as he is.
Come on,
Rob,
stop.
What I'm
that
saying
don't even make
is
sense.
This. What I'm saying is this. We don't call him the best quarterback in the league. We call him the best we've ever seen.
He is the best guy I've ever seen.
I got to see more. It's up for debate.
Name. Just tell me the guy you've seen who can do everything that he can do, Chris. I want to hear who's the best. I'm asking you.
Who's the best quarterback we've ever seen?
The GOAT factor is in a lot of stuff. Tom Brady is not.
The best quarterback we've ever seen.
Tom Brady is not the best quarterback you've ever seen.
Do we call him the GOAT?
That's why he was drafted sixth, because even when he was at Michigan, sixth round.
That's old.
No,
I'm
telling you.
There?
And he went 10 years.
He's
without
got
winning.
Six rings,
Chris, go.
Man.
Let's
How
go
long is
look
Rogers
at the.
Gone?
Let's go look at the
How
10 years.
When was that? When did they win it? 2010.
I want you to go back and tell me you were talking Tom Brady, the greatest I ever saw. He went 10 years without winning. Do you remember that? 10.
How many years has Rodgers gone? If you want to bring
been
that
eight.
Up,
it's been 8 years. But I'm okay. telling you, Brady
and
went
he got
10
one
years.
Super Bowl.
But Brady went 10 years without winning.
Yeah, but he's made up
Thank
for it.
You.
That's for darn sure.
That's my point. And now
when
all
has
he's
he
doing
had a great receiver. He had
is,
Randy Moss.
Is dinking
a year
and dunking.
A half.
He dinks and dunks. Throw the ball to Sony Michel.
Well,
he runs 20 yards.
Rodgers would dink and dunk.
He
a
don't have
more.
A. He don't have a Sony Michel. That's the problem.
Rodgers doesn't.
No.
Oh, he's
never had a running game.
I'd argue that for the most part, his receivers have been better than Brady's. Outside of Randy Moss.
Did they win that year?
Who's Brady's
been throwing
to? Wait a minute,
didn't Brady?
Wes Welker.
Wes Welker's a good player. Since when?
Hogan. Who? He's what? Come on, man. You know this.
Bucky Brooks, man. Just wait till.
I'm not going
Can it
as
be 5:30? Can it
but
be 5:30 now?
I'm not going as far
8:30
as Bucky,
Eastern.
But I am saying, Rob, that we call him the greatest of all time. I want to see him deliver this year. We've blamed Mike McCarthy. We've blamed the stagnant offense. We blame there's not enough motion and all that stuff. This year, you got a coach who wants to incorporate all of that. Let it be. Let it happen. If Rodgers has a great season, I'll be the first to say, you know what? He is the greatest we've ever seen. But it's been a few years now of not the greatest play we've ever seen at that position. That's all I'm saying. You got to admit that, Rob.
I could not disagree more. I'm telling you, I just think if you're honest with it, take a look at what this guy's done, what he's been able to do. And all I'm saying,
that stuff you said, other than interceptions,
I just gave you
old news.
No, it ain't. To have the greatest
Talking
quarter,
about Brady
the greatest,
went 10 years
the
great, without a Super Bowl.
He didn't. Go look it up. You want to look it up? He went 10
no,
years
I
without
know,
winning.
But Rodgers is gone
talking,
eight, and he's got one. The great Brady.
I'm
six.
Talking about you can talk all you want. Ain't nobody, and you heard me. Ain't nobody with the greatest quarterback rating in the history of the league is overrated. That don't even make sense. So Bucky Brooks could look at his couple.
No, because how is he rated? He's rated as the best we've ever
no,
seen.
No, but I'm talking about he has the best quarterback rating of all time.
That doesn't mean you're the best.
No,
you
but
got
it,
the best
but
quarterback
you can't,
rating.
But you can't be overrated.
Is it that simple?
But you can't be overrated is what I'm trying to tell you.
You can be.
No, you
if
can.
We, if everybody's
That's
saying
the
you're the
measuring
best we've
stick.
Ever seen play the position.
And he measures up. If I say he's the best and then you go, he has the best quarterback rating, it measures up. It matches.
Nah, it's more than
yes.
that. You know that. It's more than that one thing. The intangibles.
Overrated
Does
is
he
not.
Bring the
Come
intangibles?
On. Overrated
That's
is a ridiculous
big as a quarterback.
Word.
It's not just strongest arm. It's not just who can make all the throws. It's the intangibles. And that's where, I'm not going to say he's lacking all of them,
hope,
but he doesn't stack up with Montana and Brady and those guys when it comes to the intangibles.
I hope Bucky Brooks doesn't want to be a GM because he officially lost any chance of that right, job. Well.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
It's going to get heated up in here. Bucky Brooks, NFL Network and FS1 NFL analyst, author of the story that said Aaron Rodgers is overrated and not a top five quarterback in the NFL. Bucky, I'm warning you, Rob has got a lot of heat coming your way. But I want to ask you first and foremost, explain to the people why you say Aaron Rodgers is overrated.
Oh, well, like, Chris, whenever you do the evaluation, you have to do it based on where people are at the moment. And based on how Aaron Rodgers has played of late, he hasn't been one of the best quarterbacks in football in terms of the number one quarterback like he was ranked in Mike Sando's article. You go back to 2015, week 8. Since that point, he's 24-24-1 as a starting quarterback. He's only completing 62% of his passes. He has a passer rating of 96. And he's coming off a season where he had 25 touchdown passes, which was tied for 12th. His completion percentage was in the middle of the pack. He didn't play like the number one player's position. So I'm not one to just give away grades. So I'm not going to just say, hey, he's the number one overall player of the position when he hasn't played like that.
So it's funny is that the Athletic came out with a poll from 55 executives who placed him number one. Even though he's coming off, as you said, like a year where maybe they weren't as good, and I know he's been injured the last couple of years. You don't factor any of that stuff in when you think about a guy. This is the only problem I have. When you say he's overrated, you're saying he's overrated for this year or in general?
I'm saying right now, this year. He's not the best quarterback heading into the year.
So
I don't think you can rank him ahead of Pat Mahomes. I don't think he had a better year. I don't think he's the number one.
It's just based off of 1 year. So when RG3 had his 1 year,
he said it's based till 2015. Well, right?
But I'm just saying, when you look at the last couple of years, so how can a guy who has the best quarterback rating in the history in the history of the league? When we use the term, if you want to tell me he's on the downside or you never think he might be back to where he was or the injuries have taken a toll, Bucky, I could buy all that. I respect your football knowledge. But to use the term overrated with a guy who has the best quarterback rating in the history of the National Football League, a guy who's won two MVPs, a guy who has the best touchdown-to-interception ratio, a guy who holds eight records, all those things, he is going to be in the Hall of Fame and who's won a Super Bowl, two-time MVP. We can go all over. Overrated is not a correct word to use in your analysis. I totally disagree. You could say he's slipping, getting older, he's got a lot to prove, but overrated? No way.
Bucky, I agree with you. I think we rate him as most people say he's the best they've ever seen do it. You know, they don't call him the GOAT because he hasn't won as much, but the best he's ever done. And I'm saying I'm with you on that. I don't go quite as far as you, but I'm with you on, look, I got to see more if we're going to keep saying he's the best we've ever seen play the position.
No, and I'm not even talking about the best we've seen. Look, I can say, look, he's the most talented. He may be the most talented quarterback that we have. But in terms of playing the best, he's not playing his best football. He's not playing the best of anybody at the position. How can we sit here and say that based on what he did last year, he's playing better than some of the quarterbacks that were listed? Drew Brees led the league with an NFL record.
Did you watch Drew Brees in a playoff game? Did you watch him?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. He couldn't even throw the football. Yeah, like LeBron wasn't in the playoffs either, right? So LeBron shouldn't be considered a great player, Chris, according to you.
Are you saying LeBron?
No, Chris just.
Is LeBron the best player?
No, he's not.
Is LeBron the best player?
But Chris just said because he's not. No, he's not.
Bucky went back to 2015.
My point is.
You want to go back there?
No, Chris, my point is. You just used as argument Aaron didn't play in the playoffs. But LeBron wasn't in the playoffs. That's all I'm trying to tell you. You can't have it both
Bucky,
ways.
Bucky, let me ask you this. How much, because Rob and I were debating this, you know, his winning, he's under 500 in the last 2 years. As you said, he's at 500 the last, three and a half years. How much of that, though, we know their defense has been shaky at best. How much of that should you not put on Rodgers, you know, because of the defense?
See, I can't give him the pass. Like, everybody wants to give the pass. Oh, he doesn't have the coaching. Oh, he doesn't have the wide receivers. Oh, his defense isn't.
Well, at some point, why are we paying him $30 million? We're paying him $30 million to make all that stuff correct, right? I see Tom Brady do it. They have anybody. They have me, you, and Rob out there playing wide receiver, and they still win games. At some point, if you're what you say you are, don't you have to elevate it? So what I'm saying right now, Aaron Rodgers is Russell Westbrook. So he's talented, but it ain't winning.
You're Bucky, Bucky, stop. Bucky, I can't even let you say that.
Because,
No, Bucky, Bucky. Bucky,
Westbrook has records, Rob.
You know what he doesn't have? He didn't win a damn championship. So, Bucky, you sound crazy.
No, Bucky, you sound very logical.
You sound crazy. You can't match a guy up who never won a championship. You're crazy with that. All right, hey, Bucky, you're not trying to be a general manager of an NFL team, are you? Is that in your future? Because your evaluation of talent is terrible. I wouldn't hire you.
How long are we going to keep eating off this one Super Bowl? The Super Bowl was 10 years ago.
Thank you.
Bucky Brooks.
How long are we going to talk about
Bucky, thank you. Bucky Brooks, how many years did Tom Brady go between winning championships? I want you to give me the number.
I don't know.
Bucky Brooks. Answer my question.
That's a terrible argument.
No, Chris,
Rob.
Be quiet.
He's got
Turn
six.
Off Chris's mic.
Stop
I want to talk to Bucky Brooks. Bucky Brooks, I want you to answer me. How many years did Tom Brady go between winning Super Bowls? That's all I want you to give me.
So when they won 3 out of 4 early, then it was probably like a 8 or 9 year gap.
It was 10 years.
All right, so
it was a decade.
It was a decade. He's gonna win 5.
It was a decade.
Bucky, let me ask you this, Bucky. I like Aaron Rodgers. I really do. But I'm starting to think that his ad-libbing, his refusal to kind of make the easy pass, all of that, plus the intangibles, that's what's lacking from him. Is that a fair assessment?
That is a fair assessment. See, like, Rob is emotional and in his feelings right now. When I'm talking about Russell Westbrook, that's what I'm talking about. Great. Does all the things that you love to see.
Russell
one-on-one.
Westbrook
he's
never won, Bucky. Stop
everything.
It. Stop
however,
it. He's never
however,
won anything. It does. It's not the same.
Rob, let him finish.
At some point, he has to be able to play within the combine. He didn't like the coach. So you saw in those stories where he talked about waving off the plays from the coach, doing his own thing, wants the audible. Like, we talk about, maybe he didn't have the best coach. Maybe he's not coachable in that vein. I'm just saying, like, We're giving him a pass and just saying, hey, he's the best at the position without critically thinking, you know what? Is he really the best? Let's go back and look through the numbers. Let's look at the performance. And the performance is right there for you. The sample size is not short. 24-24-1, 500. I mean, at some point, don't you have to win games? You're the quarterback. We judge quarterbacks on wins and rings. He has one ring. And he hasn't won a ton of games. I just don't know how you can say he's number one overall and not challenge it.
I think that's a mic drop.
I ain't no mic drop. I think that's the worst analysis I've ever heard.
Excellent
on football.
Stuff, Bucky Brooks.
Thanks, Bucky Brooks.
Excellent stuff.
Thank you. You and Chris.
And when you get that GM job,
right.
We want to be the first show that you appear on.
You know what? Hey, Bucky, when you get your GM job at the XFL, call us. Maybe we'll put you on. Because that's where you belong with that stuff.
All right, Bucky. Thanks, man. We appreciate it, brother.